And this call, which is a general discussion, and this is commissioners and the director can discuss recent activities and items of interest. Is there anything anybody wants to tell us? Director, you've been quite quiet this call. I believe you just returned from Ofwa. Is that interesting enough to just tell us about?
I think so. I've been the quietness on the call. And I wanted to make sure to give commissioners a shot first. Yes, attended my Ofwa Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies meeting in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Eric Gardner, Program Director for Wildlife, was also there. Eric's a member of several committees there and actually vice chairs at least one committee. So. I would say my takeaway is just absolutely amazing how much we have in common with all the other agencies and how very different we are from all the other agencies at this time. The issues here seem much larger, much more complex, and a lot more, more energy, particularly those states that don't deal much with predators have a very much different demeanor at these meetings. I'll just put it that way. There was a around relevancy in purpose for attending, all the relevancy. I think my view on relevancy is a little broader than the national view on relevancy, which really seems to focus on relevancy is getting more hunters and fishers, hunters and anglers, which I believe is a component of relevancy. I'd like to see our agency take it on a much broader perspective of not just selling more hunting and fishing license or gaining hunting and anglers, but to actually be more meaning, have a greater meaning to the general public who don't hunt or fish while supporting our traditional hunting and fishing users. A lot of discussion around, you mentioned, at least one meeting, I should say, is a lot of discussion, which I think is a new thing for that group. They're considering a committee, on human dimension and social science, which is something I'm also very interested in. I think agencies across the country are trying to adapt their culture to the new culture of the nation. And so, the fact that they're considering a committee is telling that it's a pretty widespread need. Beyond that, went to just the regular wildlife meetings, attended a tribal relations session. And again, not tough to remain humble, but our tribal relations in this state, I didn't learn much from the other states that are working to establish a few MOUs with tribes. We have a much more involved, intricate, and I think constructive relationship with our tribes than most places in the nation. So those are my high-level takeaways. It was well worth the trip, just if nothing else, to understand how other directors are managing around the country.
Thank you. Yeah, I sort of totally echo that. I hope that we can talk more about this in future settings, wherever that might be, because I'm very interested in the relevancy proceedings, and especially if that somehow dovetails into the strategic planning process of the agency and the commissions around the country. Anybody else have any? Kelly, was there more? Was there anything more you wanted to talk to us about?
I think that's the high point for this call. There is National Fishing and Hunting Day this Saturday at Tacoma Sportsman's Club in Puyallup, 10 to 4, I believe. We'll be attending that, and a great opportunity to support and gain the relevancy component of adding hunters and fishers.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who has done anything interesting lately that they want to share? Well, hearing none, I did one that I just want to make sure that you know about. Yesterday, I pinch-hitted for Larry at a hearing on the new legislative task force related to HSRG, and specifically related to HSRG and a budget proviso that established an 8-member bipartisan and bicameral task force to think about. Essentially, the question is whether the HSRG should continue, and if not, what we should replace it with, related to looking at whether our budget requests regarding hatcheries are appropriate. That's the nut of what we were talking about yesterday. Larry was supposed to be there, but he is down, and so I went. Anybody who's interested in this hearing, and I actually think we all should be because it was a very interesting group and an interesting discussion, can watch it on TBW. I kicked it off with a few minutes of what the commission was up to. Then we were very ably represented by Eric Kenny. Ron had to come up and do some top-level answers to some questions, and then the tribes came on, and then the woman was there from NOAA. So it was pretty interesting. That's all I can say for now. They plan to have this, the only people on the task force was these 8 legislators, and they are going to have a recommendation to the full legislature in December, so their timeline is much shorter than ours. They plan to have 4 meetings, and this was the first of 4. They haven't yet scheduled the second meeting. So I encourage everybody to watch the show if they can, and very clearly encourage you to let me know if you think anything I said was out of line with the rest of it. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair, for that. I wasn't aware of this. I guess shame on me. But I would be interested to learn who is on the task force and be just curious to see the agenda of the meeting. If that could be distributed to the commission, that would be much appreciated. And maybe also a link to the video.
That sounds completely appropriate. Nikki, can you work with staff there to make that happen? Probably the sooner the better. Thank you.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
Yes, thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Yeah, I've also got great interest in this. We did get a nice email from the deputy director asking about director's report items for October, and I was going to take the time to put it in writing to ask a little bit about this and a little bit about where we're at with the $50 million additional Chinook smolts proposal. Just a real brief outline of where that's at. My understanding is that you know, this last time around with no new facilities, we were able to make some significant progress toward that in the Puget Sound areas and maybe elsewhere in the state, but not the Columbia River. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. So I will just say I'll try to jot down a few of these thoughts, but if there can be a combined briefing or a segment of the director's report in October that allows for a little interaction on this hearing that you were at yesterday in the context of our proposal for some Chinook enhancement for orca prey and ciliary fishery benefits. I'll try to jot those down and submit those in writing.
Okay, thanks, Don. Please do jot that down and submit it to Kelly. When we're talking about the director's report, he's the one who's sort of managing that, obviously. Anybody else? Okay. Last chance, because we're getting ready to adjourn. Well, hearing nothing more, we will adjourn this meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Committee at 9:24 a.m. Thank you very much. We got a lot of work done today, and I will see you all in a few weeks. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Nice.